Messiah's coming was punctuated by joy. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King."
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to gather in the Lord's house this third Sunday of Advent as we prepare our hearts and minds in anticipation of the birth of the Christ child. You are in store for a wonderful morning of worship as our choir has been preparing for weeks and months, really. Months, I guess. Months, sorry. I would say years, but months for this this opportunity as they share with you the sounds of Christmas this Sunday morning. So we look forward to this time of you sharing, and thank you for your hours and hours and hours of practice, and we look forward to the time of worship that this day will bring. We also look forward to wonderful opportunities coming up in the days and weeks to come leading up to Christmas. And I do want to remind you this afternoon, an opportunity that comes for our families, for everybody, of all ages, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, a wonderful time of movie and fun upstairs in the fellowship hall from 4 to 7 o'clock this afternoon. The Polar Express movie experience, and it will be an experience. We'll be watching the movie Polar Express probably starting around 5 o'clock. Will be what time the movie starts, but the real creativity will probably start around 4 o'clock as many families will be designing gingerbread trains, and it is an experience. There will be sweat and icing and candy and icing and sweat and probably tears and sweat and icing and candy and lots of joy and probably tears from parents who enjoy putting gingerbread experiences together like I do. But come, enjoy this wonderful experience at 4 o'clock. And if you have not signed up, that's okay. Come, enjoy, and participate. And you can be part of my family at 4 o'clock with this wonderful experience. And then come enjoy and watch our movie experience at 5 o'clock, The Polar Express. It will be a lot of fun. It's a wonderful movie. It is a wonderful time. And if you will have popcorn and hot chocolate, Liz Hill told me that right before we walked into the worship service, the popcorn is being popped fresh at 4:30. It will be, what was that? 3:30, so it should be fresh by 4:30. We'll keep it fresh. Hot chocolate will be fresh. That's right. Hot chocolate will be fresh. It'll be warm. It'll be a wonderful time experience. Everybody should come out this afternoon for this wonderful time this afternoon. So come upstairs this evening. It should be a lot of fun as we watch the Polar Express today. I also do want to point out a couple things coming up in the next couple weeks. I hope you have marked your calendar for December 24th, our Christmas Eve experience, worship experience here in the in the sanctuary at 5 o'clock. It is a wonderful time as families we gather in the sanctuary for a worship service, as we gather around the table. It is something we look forward to every single year. And I want you to gather with your families at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve with us And it is a time, if you have not experienced that service with us, it is a wonderful time of family. It is an intimate service. It is a time that reminds us what the season is all about as we culminate the Advent season here at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. I do want to remind you next Sunday as we celebrate the Advent season with the fourth Sunday of Advent, we'll have a wonderful worship of celebration. And immediately following the worship service next Sunday morning, as a part of our business experience here at First Baptist Elon, we are going to have a special called business meeting immediately following the worship service next Sunday morning. We will vote on our 2020 budget. So just for information purposes, immediately following the worship service next Sunday, we'll have a brief called business meeting right after the worship service where we'll vote on the budget. So just to have that in the back of your mind, so just have that, be ready for that next Sunday morning, immediately following the worship service. A couple other things I do want to remind you about as you leave today. Please stop in the communication center. We are overflowing. We're like a post office. We have so many Christmas cards coming through our worships, our sanctuary, and our church right now. The communication center is down the hallway, and immediately to your left, there are places where Christmas cards are overflowing. And we want you to pick up all your Christmas cards today. You may think, well, I may not have a Christmas card. You might. So check in the communication center. Gay's saying you do. She was going through. She's like our post office director. She was going through all the cards this morning. So please stop by there this morning as you leave today and see if you've got any Christmas cards down there as well. There's also the contribution envelopes for 2020 that are on the bench right outside in the foyer this morning. Pick those up as you leave this morning. And now as we prepare for worship today, let us go and let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, as we have gathered here on this Sunday of Advent, this third Sunday of Advent, as we rejoice in the anticipation of the music that we are so looking forward to hearing, as we are prepared our hearts and minds to see how you're going to use the songs that are going to be sung, the songs that ring in our hearts and our minds that we look forward to in this season of Advent, we are reminded that through those melodies, through those notes, through those words, we hear you. We're reminded of you. We're reminded of the gift that was given, the greatest gift that was ever given. Father, move in us. May your Spirit move in us this day. That's why we've gathered in your place, in your home. We lift this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the greatest gift ever given. We lift this prayer in his name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you're able, please stand and join us singing our hymn of praise, hymn number 108, How Great Our Joy. Please stand.
Thank you.
mine keeps thinking I'm going to grow taller. It keeps moving my microphone up. I already mentioned this, but our Christmas Eve service will be on December 24th. And something we have done is we have moved, a couple years ago, we moved our service to 5 p.m. This is something we wanted to move earlier in the evening so families could come earlier in the service so they can meet with families later on for dinners and getting home in time to get their children in bed earlier in the evening. And the reason we did this is because we wanted families to come together. And this is something that we emphasize for our Christmas Eve services because we want families to sit together. And we want this to be a time of singing Christmas carols. We want this to be a time of gathering together around the table. And one of the hallmarks of our Christmas Eve services for those who've come in the past and those who haven't come is coming together for communion around the table. And we have families come to gather around the table for communion, which we serve by intinction, which is coming together as family, gathering a piece of bread and handing a piece of bread to each one of you and dipping in the cup and taking communion together as a family. And this is something that, as we know, Christmas is about family. It is about the first family. It is about Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And gathering around the table, taking communion as a family is a hallmark here at First Baptist Elon. And so if you're able to come and join us on Christmas Eve, that is a part of that service that we want you to be a part of. If you're not able to, we understand, but we want you to be reminded that Christmas is about family. So find family this Christmas Eve, whether it's here at First Baptist Elon, or if you're not able to, find family with you this Christmas Eve, this Advent season. Let us pray. Father, as we come to this time of service where we return a portion of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, it's not just what we place upon the offering plate this day, it's what we give to you every single day. The gifts that we bless you with, Father, the services that we give, Father, that's what we give to you. Father, we just bless you with these offerings. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.
Sing. sure it must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. It could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem.